After a pretty slow week, today is really full. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Trump jokes are back. Jimmy Kimmel says, according to documents filed by the Attorney General in New York, they've uncovered evidence that indicates the Trump Organization repeatedly engaged in fraudulent or misleading practices. Kimmel said, the walls appear to be closing in on Trump. Big, beautiful walls. Mexico's like, let us know if you need us to chip in with that, muchachos. Kimmel continued, but it's a fairly straightforward case. To find fraud in a business, you have to look for the signs, particularly the signs at the top of the building that say Trump on them, and you'll find it there. Now let's pair up these next two jokes to see who did it better. The answer is Trevor Noah. Stephen Colbert, you go first. The Attorney General's office has uncovered significant evidence that the former president fraudulently valued multiple assets, including his own private residence. He claimed the triplex apartment was 30,000 square feet in size, but the actual size was just under 11,000 square feet. Yeah, that's no surprise. He's known for falsely tripling the size of his assets. All right, but Trevor did what comedians call parallel thinking and did it better. Here's Trevor's version. Donald Trump does not give a bleep. Let's be honest. This dude will brag about himself even if it gets him in trouble. I bet when a cop asks him if he knows how fast he's going, he's like, yeah, I do 400 billion miles a second, the fastest anyone has ever gone. I was so fast, so fast. Trevor continued, I can't get mad at him for this because deep down, he's just a landlord. And this is what every landlord in New York does. They'll say an apartment has three bedrooms. Then you get there and two of the bedrooms are somehow in the kitchen. But it's still the best deal for your budget. So you sleep in your dishwasher. It is what it is. Seth Meyers, you know how when people are shocked, they spit out their water? When I heard Donald Trump exaggerated the value of his assets for the purposes of lying to banks and the IRS, it was so the reverse of shocking, I sucked the water back into my mouth. But I think James Corden did the best job here, saying, this is nice. They're interviewing Donald Jr., Ivanka, and I've already talked to Eric, making this the first time Tiffany was happy to be excluded. Switching topics, Jimmy Kimmel points out President Biden gave his first press conference in a long time, and it went on for a long time, may still be going, I don't know. Corden said it comes one day before his presidency hits the one-year mark, and he used the opportunity to highlight his administration's key successes, such as vaccinating millions of Americans, low unemployment, and casually hooking up with Pete Davidson. Fallon said this was smart. To make Biden look good, they had the CDC director go out first and open for him. The press conference kicked off at 4 p.m. You could tell it was really important for Biden because that's right in the middle of dinner. It was his first formal press conference at the White House since March of last year. In Biden's defense, that one just wrapped up a few days ago. Moon Tower, Just for Laughs Austin, has released the lineup of comics for the inaugural Merged Festival between Just for Laughs. So Just for Laughs are the guys that put on the Montreal Comedy Festival and some other festivals. They've tried to make this a go in the States in the past. There was an Aspen Comedy Festival that moved to Las Vegas, that moved to Chicago. The Chicago one lasted a few years. But boy, look at this lineup. I just don't know if people are going to go to Austin. But boy, what a lineup. Ready? Do you want me to read every name? I can read every name, but let's check the clock here. Okay, let's see how long this takes me. You ready? Abby Roberge, Adrian Iapolucci, Ali Makovsky, Andrew Murphy, Andy Haynes, Andy Kindler, Angela Martin, Anthony DeVito, Ashley Sharma, Avery Moore. Those are just comedians whose first name begins with A. Big J. Okerson, Brandy Davis, Brett Vervoot, Brian Garr, Carlton Wilcoxon, Carmen Lynch, Kat Cohen, Chris Cubis, Chris Redd, Christina P., Dan Soder, Daniel Van Kirk, Danny Goodwin, Deb DiGiovanni, Dion Cole, Donnell Rawlings, Dylan Sullivan, Elizabeth Spears, Emma Willman, Emmy Blotnick, Erica Rhodes, The Goddamn Comedy Jam, Grace Kuhlenschmidt, Guy Branum, Hannah Banner, Holly Hart, Hunter Duncans, Ian Edwards, Irene Tu, Ivan Decker, Jackie Cation, James Austin Johnson, Janelle James, James Whitecotton, Jeremiah Watkins, Jessica Kirsten, Jesus Trejo, Joe Mandy, Josh Adam Myers, Joelle Nicole Johnson. You getting a feel for how big this thing is? Kelsey Cook, Kurt Braunohler, Langston Kerman, Lori Kilmartin, Maddie Smith, Mark Marin, Mark Normand, Matt Sadler, Michelle Bateau, Mike McCray, Moshe Kasher, Natasha Leggero, Nathan McIntosh is the first name I stumbled on and had to make an edit, Nick Savarino, Nicole Byer, Nikki Glazer, Not Another Dungeons & Dragons podcast, Orlando Leyba, Pat Reagan, Pat Saroy, Please Don't Destroy, Rachel Feinstein, Rosebud Baker, Sashir Zamata, Sawyer Stull, Scotty Landis, Sean Donnelly, Chappelle Lacey, Solomon Giorgio, Sophie Buttle, Taylor Dowdy, The Sklar Brothers, Trevor Wallace, I stumbled again, damn, I almost made it, Tyler Gross, Zach Brooks, and Zach Zucker. Okay, I stumbled twice, and that took me 1 minute, 50 seconds to read. That is how big the Moon Tower Just for Laughs Austin Comedy Festival is going to be, April 13th through the 24th. Now, I just read 2 minutes worth of names, and it's Austin, Texas. No Joe Rogan? There will be podcasts. I am not one of the podcasts. Some of the podcasts. I'm not reading another 2 minutes. Andy Kindler, Kurt Braunohler's podcast is pretty cool. Let's see. Sean Donnelly's, Jessica Kirsten's will be there. The Sklars will do theirs. Natasha and Moshe will do theirs. Rosebud Baker will do hers. My Dad Isn't Danny DeVito with Anthony DeVito. Langston Kerman's doing his. Huge. Guess I'll have something to talk about in April. Also, Just for Laughs New Faces, which is a tradition every year in Montreal. Austin isn't quite getting their own version of New Faces, but they are getting an audition showcase with the people auditioning hoping to get a spot on the Montreal list. This sounds pretty cool. So if you're curious, how does this work? A satellite badge will cost you $125. The Just for Laughs website says with 100 plus shows in more than 10 walkable satellite venues, the satellite badge provides a 10-day comedy binge filled with star-studded lineups, surprise guests, blah, blah, blah. You get it. However, Paramount and stateside headliner tickets are sold separately. Satellite badge holders receive presale access to headliners before the general public. So you're basically getting one of these passes that'll let you bounce in and out of different shows. That is a great way to do a festival. I've mentioned on this podcast in the past, if you do a comedy festival, I recommend going to a lot of smaller shows. Yeah, I know you want to see these big headliners. Maybe you pick your favorite and you go to one big show, but the action is on the smaller shows. You get a better feel for the next generation of comics. A lot of the headliners, you can just watch their Netflix special anyway. The action is in the bars and the clubs. I highly recommend you do that. If you do want to see headliners, star badges go from $399 to $1,250. Oh my. The JFL website writes, want 100 plus club shows over 10 days plus your pick of festival headliners? Add some of the biggest names of comedy to enhance your fest experience. All you have to decide is how many shows and your premium set preference, concierge fest service, and drink tickets included. Pick from 5 star badges at the 2022 festival. So that sounds awesome. You know, I was hoping to hit the Montreal Comedy Festival this year, but as I'm thinking out loud, my daughter's got a big time soccer tournament that's going to have me on the road. I don't know if I can make Montreal. So tough. Speaking of Just for Laughs, from Variety, Just for Laughs is collaborating with AEG Presents to debut Just for Laughs in London in 2023. How awesome is that? March 2nd to 5th, if you want to block out the dates and not book a soccer tournament. Just for Laughs London will feature solo shows, live podcast recordings, in-conversation events, and cast panels from UK-based artists and international stars. That sounds awesome. I would love to go to that, Bruce Hills. How you been, pal? Bruce Hills is the CEO of Just for Laughs. I know Bruce from the SiriusXM days, where he used to have us up at the Montreal Comedy Festival and would VIP us. Much appreciated, Bruce. I'm sure if I asked to be credentialed to either of these festivals, I would absolutely get a yes. I don't know if I can go to Austin for 10 days, though. But London in 2023? Gonna need a sponsor, though. Let's head on over to Gossip Corner, because it's very gossipy today. From the Mercury News, Diva Pete Davidson misses SNL rehearsals to be with Kim Kardashian. What? It is said that SNL cast members are starting to turn on Pete Davidson after he broke a few rules on the show to spend time with Kim. Pete made an appearance on the show last week, despite missing a few days of rehearsals, which is reportedly not allowed. What's up, Lorne Michaels? Are you bending the rules for Pete Davidson of all performers? Yeah. A source told The Sun, which is one of those British tabloids, Pete Davidson has become a total diva at SNL. He missed the first few days of rehearsal last week and was still allowed to be on Saturday's show. Normally, if you miss any rehearsals, you're out of the show on Saturday night, and the cast is starting to turn on him. An insider added, it's not just Pete's on-set actions that have not gone down well with his fellow comedians, but his outside behavior as well. The source says, he has security now for when he's outside the building. Colin Jost married an actual movie star, Scarlett Johansson, and yet Pete is getting more attention. Pete performed the other night at the 9th annual Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit concert in New York City. That happened on Tuesday, and boy, there was zero coverage of that. I know I told you like a month ago it was coming, but I forgot it was happening because there was nothing. Now, believe me, I do prep for this show. I spend at least an hour every day looking up comedy, comedians, going to various websites. There was zero leading up to this and zero recap. This is the first mention I heard of the 9th annual Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit concert. Not sure why there's no buzz. Anyway, Us Weekly apparently had someone there at the show. Pete Davidson said, there seems to be a curiosity about me. That's what my friends tell me. I'm trying to figure out how to explain it myself to someone because I was doing an interview. He decided to compare himself to the $5 bin at Best Buy where you might find a hidden gem like Predator or Tropic Thunder. Man, so much news. I had three things I was going to do in the first half, but they can wait till Monday. Honestly, behind the scenes here, normally I have stuff like forward in the editorial calendar. Like today, I've already got stuff in Monday's editorial folder. But a lot of days this week, I only had what I read to you and nothing else. And even yesterday, I had to dip into my evergreens folder. That Paul Scheer story, I've been sitting on that for a while for a rainy day, and it rained yesterday. But that's good, right? I also don't want to make this podcast 25 minutes long. I woke up to the nicest thing this morning. I got an email saying, Scott Beckett has bought you two iced coffees. That means Scott likes the show and went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. So I logged into my account and Scott wrote me a note. Scott Beckett wrote, impressed on your daily enthusiasm and diligence to doing a great, authentic show. You're one of the two pods I listen to each day. The consistency is a nice gift each day. And then a little emoji of a smiley face wearing a cowboy hat. Thank you, Scott Beckett. That really made my morning. I appreciate you supporting the show at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and knowing that people are out there actually listening and engaging with me on social media. Everyone is encouraged to be part of the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group on Facebook. And if you'd like to support the show, you can throw a few bucks in. Suggested amount, $5. I'll take your $5. I'll go to the National Donut Chain. I'll buy a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. Every now and then I vary from that order, and then I'm like, go with what you know. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Thank you, Scott Beckett. Now, you know my buddy Glenn, who's a real person in real life, and I use another guy named Glenn in the bits? Glenn's been looking to hang out. I've been laying low. I'm like, Glenn, I am not sitting in the brewery with you for 3 hours getting COVID. I'm not doing that. I told Glenn I will go back on February 2nd. I will return to trivia that night, although that's the finale of Boba Fett. I might have to blow Glenn off. We'll see how that goes. But Glenn's thinking. He was on the Instagram for the brewery we hang out with. It's called Glenbrook Brewery in Morristown. In the unlikely event you're in the area on a Wednesday, I'm the guy in the Mets sweatshirt most likely. Anyway, Glenn discovered they're doing comedy night at the brewery, and Glenn pointed out, hey, you can hang out at the brewery, incorporate into the show, and then write off the night as a business expense. How brilliant is that, huh? Hey, honey, I gotta go to the brewery. It's comedy night. They're doing open micers. I gotta do research for my podcast. You know, the one where I mumble to myself in the basement and then you come down and do the laundry and mess up my flow? That one. Great idea, Glenn. Hey, Glenn, can you figure out how I can write off a London trip? Well, I guess it's the same concept, right? Any tax experts out there? The Bill Cosby-based documentary called We Need to Talk About Cosby. You know, we need to talk about Bill Cosby, not exactly the hero of our dreams, it turns out. That new doc screens at Sundance tomorrow. I'll be looking forward to seeing what's up with that. Howard Stern, remember him? Variety says that Howard Stern said on his January 19th episode of his radio show that hospitals across the U.S. should not admit patients who are unvaccinated against COVID. The quote, people have been told you will die if you get the vaccine. Some of you will live, but most of you will die. These people don't trust our government. They think there's some conspiracy to turn them into a magnet or something like that. They think they're going to become magnetized if they take the vaccine. I've taken this vaccine 3 times, and the worst side effect is for a day, I had a little bit of a headache. No one's sitting there conspiring against you. Americans don't want to create a vaccine that's going to turn you into a robot or magnetize you. There's enough Americans now that have taken it. Look at us as a sampling where nothing has happened to us. It's time for you you to get it. Now, if you don't get it, in my America, all hospitals would be closed to you. You're going to go home and die. That's what you should get. Absolutely. Speaking of Howard Stern, if you like the classic Howard Stern, 80s, 90s Howard Stern, love it. Serious era Howard Stern, not bad, but this last period here where he's the serious interviewer and acts like he never did things like Lesbian Dial-A-Date, that guy, not really a fan of the late period Howard Stern work. But I was messing around on the podcast app. Now, let me get quiet here, because the second Howard Stern finds out this exists, it's going to disappear. There's a podcast called Howard Stern History that has full radio shows from back in the day. There's one from 1981, there's a couple from 1985, 1986 range, a bunch from the 90s. It's called Howard Stern History. I'm assuming it's a perfectly legitimate podcast feed. Otherwise, why would Apple Podcasts approve it, right? Right. But I'm just saying, you might want to download those, because I have a feeling they ain't going to be there too long. Howard Stern History, wherever you find your podcasts. This weekend, tomorrow, is the conclusion of my look at Late Night with David Letterman. That show turns 40 years old on February 1st, and Saturdays during January, I've been talking about my love of that show. So that's part four. On Sunday, I wanted to do a regular episode, but like I mentioned at the top, there really wasn't a lot this week. I got enough for Monday now, but there just wasn't that much. So it's Comedy Pub Quiz Letterman Edition on Sunday. Is that weekend filler? It is. I'm not trying to hogwash you. It is. I try and make it fun. I try and make it good, but it's weekend filler. Sometimes I do weekend filler. I'm quite open that sometimes I do weekend filler. So tomorrow, Letterman. Sunday, Comedy Pub Quiz, Letterman Edition. If you don't like David Letterman, you can take the weekend off. I understand. It's all good. We'll be back Monday with a normal episode. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Again, if you'd like to support the show, like Scott Beckett, thank you. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you either tomorrow or Sunday or Monday or all three.